Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
It's time for us to get into our segment for today, and our next segment is a segment that is dedicated to helping us grow in all ways possible, particularly our spiritual man. It's called the Grow Model, and we do have the pastor on the line here to join us to give us some perspective. Mvundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Today we're talking about the true power of prayer, and we're focusing today on why prayer still matters with Pastor Pulo Tabelo. Prayer, we are told, is more than just a ritual, or at least it's supposed to be more than just a ritual. It's a relationship. In a fast-moving world filled with noise, a world full of prayer reminds us. Prayer reminds us we're not navigating life alone. It's not about fancy words or perfect timing. It's about connection, surrender, yeah, and learning to hear the still, small voice that knows the way forward. And that's why we invited Pastor Pulo Tabelo to talk to us about this. Today we're exploring why prayer remains powerful, personal, and necessary. Mvundisi, welcome once again. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Why do many people struggle, Mfundis, to believe in the power of prayer today?
Huh? Yeah, thank you for having me. I think it is mainly because of the practicality part of it. People fail to believe in the power of prayer because to some it seems like a one-sided conversation. You are just talking and you can't hear what the other person is saying on the other side. And to some, that is where the main struggle is.
Okay.
You don't hear what the person you are talking to is saying.
Right, yeah? Right. How can prayer transform a person's mindset and fullness? How can it transform their attitude as a daily occurrence every day?
Yeah, prayer transforms our focus and our daily mindset because it helps you know that you are not alone. There's someone who cares for you. At least you have spoken to someone who is taking you seriously and who is looking into your matter.
Right.
At least you are assured that when you go through your day, there's someone who is on your side.
Right.
And that is very important for our mental health.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What does it mean to have a relationship with God through prayer rather than just presenting a request or a petition?
Yeah, it means we don't only make it as formal as we sometimes make it. We talk to him as the day goes by. We speak to him as if we are talking to a friend, a father, someone who we can consult. You talk to him while you are driving, you talk to him while you are talking, then you talk to him while you are talking. Then there's no specific way of how we should be talking to our God. And I believe if we do that way, we involve him and we talk to him, then it will improve our relationship with him.
Right.
Because we'll not only look at him as someone we want to cash out blessings from, but we'll also look at him as someone who is there for us, who is listening to our concerns. Sometimes we just need someone to listen, and you just tell him.
You're still there, Pastor. Sorry, Mfunis, you got cut there as you were answering the question I was asking about the relationship with God through prayer. Go ahead, Mfunis.
Yes, I was saying it helps because sometimes you don't need to look at him as someone you can just cash out blessings from. You look at him as a friend, and that helps because you know you have this relationship with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Talk to us about Bible characters. How has prayer shaped the lives of biblical figures? And what can we as modern day people, what can we learn from their example?
You see that in most instances when Israel was to become victorious, it was after a season of prayer and sometimes fasting. it prayer was a way of them realigning themselves to God and his leadings. And you'll see that the moment they would fast and pray to him, they will become victorious. We have many examples. The one I like is when Jehoshaphat pronounced a fast in the entire Judah and Jerusalem. And after that, the three tribes that were coming to war with them, they started fighting against each other. Mm. That is the power of prayer.
Yeah.
When you pray to God, even your enemies, he takes care of them. And the instruction was simple. You don't need to fight. Why? Because you have prayed. All you needed to do was to just pray. And therefore, leave the rest to me. I will take care of your enemies. That is one of the best and powerful examples of prayer that I can pick from the Old Testament. And when you go to the New Testament, there is Paul and Silas. They were just praying and praising God, and the prisons were opened, and even the guards were shocked.
Mm.
And that was just prayer. And in the upper room again, you see, there is no evangelism without prayer.
Right.
For evangelism to be successful, prayer was needed. They told that when they prayed and they were in one accord, the Spirit fell on them and they started prophesying, healing, and their preaching was powerful. And 3,000 were added to them.
Mm.
And we can talk a lot about Bible stories and examples from the Bible that talk about, that emphasizes that prayer is the best way to go. Yeah.
As we conclude our conversation, Mfundisi, let's deal with this one issue about prayer that we always hear from both the new and old Christians. When you pray and God appears to be quiet or appears to be ignoring you, nothing happens. What happens? What happens when we pray and don't see immediate answers? Is prayer still effective?
It's very effective. The reason why sometimes we say we don't see the answer is because we don't see what we are looking for and what we feel we should be having.
Right.
When you are in a relationship with God and you are in that constant prayer mode with him, you would understand him, and you would even trust him with your own life and say, you know the future better than me. Maybe this thing is not good for me now. You know better.
Right.
And maybe what you are asking for is not the best. You are only asking for a Honda Fit when he is planning to give you a G-Wagon.
Right.
You are looking at a Honda Fit. Wait.
Yeah.
You are asking for this. You are my child. You have this.
Amen.
And sometimes when we pray also, there is this mindset of thinking that there are people who can do prayer better than others.
Right.
And we tend to think that prayer is a spiritual gift.
Okay.
Prayer is not a spiritual gift, and prayer is a mode of communication, and everyone can communicate with God.
Right.
And even the best eloquent people, those who sound nice to our ears, Ellen G. White says our prayers need to be interpreted into a language that heaven can listen to.
Right.
And even the best, those prayers that when they are given, you hear all of us responding. Heaven is not responding that way. They have to be toned down to the language of heaven because of the state of sin we find ourselves in. That is how God helps us communicate with him. And therefore, I believe if we pray and believe and trust in him and our relationship is okay with him, we will understand his answers. It's either a yes, a no, or a wait.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
Maybe on another day, Mfundisi, we'll get into that yes, no, wait, retort. But right now, thank you very much for your time, Mfundisi. Thank you very much for giving us your perspective. We have an entire week to learn from you. We're looking forward to your perspectives. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. This Pastor Puro Tapero, our guest for this segment. Every day for the rest of this week, he'll be here to guide us through this process of the true power of prayer.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.